Hi, my name is Alan from LRB Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. The Central Provision Fund, or CPF, is a fundamental part of Singapore's social security system, designed to help Singaporeans save for retirement, healthcare, and housing. Established in 1985, CPF has played a crucial role in enabling home ownership by allowing members to use their CPF ordinary account, or OA saving, for housing purposes. This video will explore the various ways CPF funds can be used to support Singaporeans in their housing plans, including down payment, mortgage, monthly repayment, housing grants, and financial schemes. CPF funds provide Singaporeans with significant financial flexibility when it comes to home ownership. By allowing CPF OA saving to be used for housing, the government reduced the financial burden of purchasing a home and encouraged higher home ownership rates. The various ways CPF funds can be used for housing will be discussed as follows. For HDB flats, one of the most challenging aspects of home ownership is affording the down payment. CPF OA saving can be used to cover the down payment, reducing the needs for a larger cash outlay. Here, do you know, for HDB resale flats, CPF OA funds can be used to pay up to 25% of the down payment, except for the initial cash down payment, which is up to $5,000. The remaining 75% can also be paid by CPF. For the legal fees and stamp duty, if you are buying a property, CPF funds can also be used. That is why CPF funds were first allowed to be used for public housing in 1968. This policy change enabled Singaporeans to use their CPF OA saving to finance the purchase of HDB flats. This significantly increased home ownership rates in Singapore thereafter. Once a home is purchased, CPF funds can be used to make monthly mortgage payment. CPF OA saving can be used to service home loans for HDB flats as well as private properties. This ensures that homeowners do not rely entirely on their disposable income, reducing financial strain. Homeowners can also choose to automatically deduct mortgage repayment from their CPF OA, ensuring timely repayment. That's why HDB has emphasized many times in the BTO flats sales exercise that the majority of buyers do not need to fork out cash for the monthly installment since they are fully covered by CPF funds. Here, in a recent interview, Minister Desmond Lee has also shared that 8 in 10 home buyers who collect their keys in 2024 were able to service their HDB monthly mortgage entirely from CPF with little to no cash outlay. I quote, "I think that is an indicator of how people have been able to find both BTO and resale flats that are affordable to them," he added. Singaporeans can tap into various CPF housing grants to make homeownership more affordable. These grants are credited to the CPF OA and used to offset the cost of a home purchase. Over the years, CPF board have announced grants such as family grants to single grants. For example, for the family grant, this grant is to provide up to $50,000 for eligible first-time HDB flat buyers. This encourages young families to purchase homes within their means. CPF has also introduced the Proximity Housing Grant, or PHG. This provides up to $30,000 for families buying an HDB flats near their parents or children. This indirectly encourages multi-generation living and family support. In recent years, due to rising housing price, CPF has also added an Enhanced CPF Housing Grant, or EHG. This is only available for first-time HDB flat buyers with a lower income bracket. The grant amount varies based on household income. It can stretch up to $120,000. This is to further help lower-income families to buy their first home. Still on housing grant, the ever-increasing amount of housing grant in recent years prompt question about future affordability of public flats, especially HDB resale flats. This is something worth thinking about. Do you know CPF funds can also be used to pay for insurance policies related to home ownership? CPF has this Home Protection Scheme, or HPS. This is a mortgage reducing insurance for HDB homeowners that ensure outstanding home loans are paid off in case of permanent disability or death. Premiums for HPS are automatically deducted from CPF OA, ensuring financial security for families. Don't play play ho. CPF funds can also be used to pay for home insurance. This is only applicable for public flats. For private properties, you will need to buy mortgage insurance, or some call it as term insurance. Personally, for my own property, I bought them in an event if I pass on, such that the remaining mortgage loan can be fully redeemed by my co-owner. Don't assume when you buy back, your mortgage will be fully settled and you don't need to pay off. Don't be caught in the situation when you need to force sell your family home. If you are buying a private property, CPF OA funds can also be used, subjected to the loan to value or LTV limit. If taking a bank loan, CPF OA can be used to pay up to 75% of the property purchase price, with a minimum 5% cash requirement. The remaining 20% down payment can also be financed by CPF. CPF can also be used for financing private properties subjected to specific withdrawal limits. The CPF withdrawal limits for properties is kept at 120% of the property valuation limit, or VL, with the VL being the lower of the property purchase price or valuation at the time of purchase. I know at this juncture, many will be confused. Why is that? This is a very long topic. I have left this article written by 99.co for your further reading. The valuation limit will usually hit you when you are towards the tail end of your lease. This means you will have to switch to paying cash once this happens. CPF OA funds can be used for down payment and loan repayment. However, there are withdrawal limits to ensure members retain sufficient savings for retirement. If you are unsure, you can go to CPF website and take a look at how much you can use. For homeowners that are above 55 years old, you must set aside the basic retirement sum, or BRS, before using CPF beyond a certain threshold point. The BRS is different for everyone depending on the date of birth when you hit 55 years old. Your BRS and full retirement sum, or FRS, are dependent on when you turn 55 and will remain the same for the rest of your life. For example, when you hit 55 in 2025, your BRS is 106,000 and your FRS is 213,000. And when you hit 55 in 2027, the BRS and FRS will be different to account for inflation. For those that have plans to buy a second property, you must also set aside the BRS before any funds in your CPF OA can be used. However, for those that have plans to buy a commercial property, CPF funds are not eligible to finance any commercial or industrial properties. Likewise, CPF funds cannot be used to finance any overseas properties. To ensure that Singaporeans do not overuse CPF funds on housing at the expense of retirement, several safeguards have been implemented. A portion of CPF saving must be set aside in the retirement account before excessive CPF withdrawal for housing. This ensures that individuals still have funds for retirement. HDB has also this lease buyback scheme, or LBS. This means seniors living in HDB flats can sell part of their lease back to HDB in exchange for the CPF life annuity payout. This helps retirees unlock home equity while continue to stay in their home. On the other hand, there is also this silver housing bonus. Seniors who choose to downsize to a smaller flat can receive a bonus when they use cash proceeds or their CPF refund from the sales to top up their CPF retirement account. This will provide additional financial security for our seniors. This is also applicable for those that stay in private properties as announced in Budget 2025. Wondering how can you continue paying for your housing loan after you turn 55? Don't worry, you can reserve your OA saving for your mortgage repayment before they are transferred to your RA. Simply submit a request to CPF Board within 6 months before your 55th birthday. You can do so by applying online. The CPF system has played an essential role in facilitating home ownership in Singapore. By allowing CPF OA funds to be used for down payment, mortgage repayment, housing grants, insurance premium, and even private property purchases, CPF has reduced financial barriers for Singaporeans. At the same time, measures such as the retirement sums requirement and lease buyback scheme ensure that CPF funds are not overused at the expense of retirement security. Moving forward, CPF has played a vital role in supporting Singaporeans in their housing aspiration while maintaining financial stability for future generations. Let me express my heartfelt appreciation on behalf of all Singaporeans for their contribution to nation building.